Now you got all dressed up for the club. Waiting on Nick, come pick you up, baby.
Hey guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Adam.
And Spencer.
Today we are talking about a subject that Spencer and I know quite well.
Because we're foreigners.
Because we're foreigners. But maybe you guys also know this subject too, because a lot of you work with foreigners or work for foreign companies, and you probably know that sometimes there can be... let's say little problems, small hiccups.
That's right. So today's upper intermediate lesson is talking about working with foreigners.
Okay, so the setup basically is, it sounds like there's a Christmas party. And it sounds like the foreigner at this company.
The foreigner.
Well, we don't know how many there are, but...
I'm assuming he's the foreigner.
Maybe he's the only one.
Yeah.
The guy's name is Philip. And basically... sounds like management here has a request request for Philip that he doesn't think is all that appropriate.
That's right. So let's go ahead and listen into today's lesson.
All right. Philip, did you get the Santa suit we rented for tomorrow's party?
Jason, there's no way I'm dressing up like Santa. I've got way too much on my plate.
But the clients and their families really want to have the full Christmas experience.
Enough with the guilt trip. Find someone else. How about jolly old Xiao Chen?
He can't be Santa. He's not suitable. It must be you.
I'm not going to budge. The whole idea is too degrading. Find someone else.
There's no way we'd be able to on such short notice. If you don't do it, the company will lose face.
That's not my problem. You had all year to prepare for this, but you just procrastinated.
I didn't want to have to go there, but your contract states that you must assist us with event planning.
Show me. Show me the clause that says I have to dress up like an old fat man who spreads holiday cheer.
Okay. What if we increased your annual bonus?
I'm listening. Okay, so today's lesson kicks off with Jason. I believe he's probably like a manager.
Yeah.
Managerial type.
Right.
Says, did you get that Santa suit we rented for tomorrow's party?
Okay, so yeah. I think we know what the request is now.
Yeah.
Santa suit.
Yeah, so this is what Santa wears. It's like a costume.
It is a costume, right? Because it's not like when we say suit, you know, we... at least in my mind, I think like a three-piece suit.
Like a tuxedo, something like that.
Right, it's the same, you know, like fabric and style, the jacket and the pants.
Yeah, no, but we're talking about a Santa suit.
So it's red.
Red, white, black belt.
Big black belt, black boots.
Yeah.
And then probably has like a fake beard. And then like a hat, right?
Yeah,
Santa
hat. Yeah. Okay, oh, so anyway, did you get it? And what does Philip have to say?
He says, there is no way I'm dressing up like Santa.
Yeah, no way. I'm not doing it. So dressing up, so to put on the Santa suit.
Yeah, like putting on, well, dressing up, you guys probably know by now, can have two different meanings. One of them is like dress up in a costume, like I dressed up like Batman for Halloween, Spencer dressed up like Superman. Or it could just be like dress up in nice clothes.
Yeah. But here we're talking about more like a costume.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. He says, anyway, I've got way too much on my plate.
Okay.
So he's got a lot to do.
So busy.
Yeah. So he's got a lot of work to do and he doesn't want to dress up like Santa.
Yeah. You think that's kind of dumb.
But what does Jason have to say about it?
Well, he says the clients and their families really want to have the full Christmas experience.
Okay. So this is a cool saying here. Full something something experience.
Mm.
So here we're talking about the full Christmas experience.
Okay. So you want, you know, like Santa and Christmas trees and Christmas presents and everything.
So here you can't fully experience Christmas without Santa, right?
You need Santa.
You need a visit from Santa.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so, but there's other kinds of experiences we can have, right?
You could put anything in between full blah, blah, blah experience.
You can't have the full American experience without going to, I don't know, the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
And I've never been, so I guess I've never had the full American
experience. You haven't had it yet. The full Canadian experience.
Yeah.
You haven't had the full Canadian experience until you have played hockey with Celine Dion.
And while drinking maple syrup.
While drinking maple syrup and Molson Canadian beer.
Or Labatt's Blue.
Labatt's Blue.
Sure. Okay.
Full Chinese experience?
You can't have the full Chinese experience without eating, I don't know, xiaolongbao.
You have to eat, xiaolongbao on the back of a motorcycle with three other people.
Yeah.
And everybody smoking.
All on the Great Wall.
That's the full Chinese experience. Maybe you guys could tell us in the comments what you think the full Chinese experience would be.
Either way, guys, this is a really cool saying to have here. Full whatever experience. So wherever you go or whatever you do, you can actually use this.
Right.
You know, the full scuba diving experience.
Well, even the full English experience, right? I mean, that's really, really hard to get in China, which is hopefully why you guys are listening to us right now.
I agree. Okay, cool. So anyway, Philip is just like, you know what? Enough with the guilt trip.
Okay.
I like this.
Yeah, this is good. The guilt trip just means something that is trying to make someone feel bad, feel guilty.
Yeah, feel guilty. So guilt trip, here it's more of a noun. So
right.
Like enough with the guilt trip.
Mm.
But you can also say, don't guilt trip me.
You can, or don't give me a guilt trip.
Yeah.
But I think what Spencer said, just don't guilt trip me, sounds better.
Mm, yeah.
Like if you're staying, let's say you're married and you like go out with your friends, mm-hmm. you maybe go gambling a bit.
You never spend time with me.
Yeah.
You always want to play poker.
Your wife kind of gives you a guilt trip or guilt trips you.
Yeah. But anyway, it just means to make you feel guilty.
What about with food?
Mm.
People always, you know, like I've seen a lot of couples where, you know, like maybe this will be the husband guilt tripping the wife.
Oh.
Or maybe the wife will be eating like another piece of cake,
you know,
or
that
piece of pizza.
You know that ice cream isn't making you any skinnier, Tim. Yeah, it's making Tim feel pretty guilty about his dietary decisions there. Okay, well, moving along here, I like this one, too. It says, find someone else. How about jolly old Xiao Chen?
All right, Xiao Chen apparently is a pretty jolly guy.
Yeah, fat.
It just means he's fat and happy.
Yeah, fat and happy. So here we say jolly old and Xiao Chen, because we actually say jolly old Saint Nick.
Right, Santa is jolly and old.
Yeah, so here, basically, Philip, he's being kind of sarcastic.
Yeah, well, he's thinking, you know, why does he have to be Santa, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm thinking, we don't know, but he probably isn't very fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so why would he be Santa?
Yeah.
Like, Santa needs to be fat.
Yeah, yeah. So why not Xiao Chen? He's been eating enough Hong Xiao Rou. What does Jason have to say? There says, he's not suitable, right?
He's not suitable, right? Now, we could read between the lines here to kind of think about his meaning, especially if Philip is the only foreigner in the company.
Mm-hmm.
You don't often see a Chinese Santa Claus.
Yeah, but either way, Philip says, I'm not going to budge. The whole idea is too degrading. Find someone else.
Okay, so not going to budge. Mm. I'm not going to move.
Yeah, I'm not going to change my mind.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to stand my ground.
Mm. Well, even budge, like, it could be like you can't physically move something. Like, you know, you're pushing and pushing.
And it's just too heavy.
It's too heavy, just won't budge.
Mm-hmm.
But the same thing, yeah, if you're going to stand your ground and stick by your opinion, then it's also, I'm not budging. I'm not going to budge.
Exactly. So here he's just like, I'm not going to change my idea. I'm not going to move.
Right.
Right. And then he says the whole idea. So this is actually a good saying, too. So it's just not part of the idea. The whole thing.
every aspect of this is bad.
Yeah, he just does not like this idea. But whole idea can be used for good things, too.
Oh, yeah. The whole idea is great.
Yeah, yeah. I love the idea. You know, a show about nothing. Anyway, so he says here, the whole idea is too what?
Degrading.
Mm.
Okay, so we actually talked about this word not too long ago in a lesson about Hollywood and sexual harassment.
Yeah.
And all these degrading things that go on there.
So degrading makes you feel kind of low.
Makes you feel small.
Yeah, degrading is really not a good feeling. And it's not nice to degrade other people.
It is not. It is not. And it is also certainly not. It doesn't feel nice to have a degrading job.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of us have had those jobs before.
Yeah, so jobs can be degrading. I don't know. People can be degrading.
Mm.
Lifestyle choices can be degrading. Sometimes.
I suppose so. I mean, I like to think about this as like a job or a responsibility, you know, like because I've had to dress up in costumes before.
Yeah.
And sometimes you think, well, for me, it wasn't so much that the costume, the idea of the costume was necessarily bad. It was more like they just had a really bad costume.
Yeah.
Like, why couldn't you get a good costume?
Yeah, and it just makes you feel low.
Right.
Yeah, it makes you feel stupid. Jason's like, come on, though. You know, there's no way we'd be able to find someone else on such short notice.
Okay.
So, short notice.
Last minute.
Yeah.
There's no time.
Yeah, right before something needs to be done.
Right.
Yeah. So, if you don't do it, the company will lose face.
Mm.
I'm sure most of our listeners know this one here.
Well, you probably know it, but the question that always comes up is, do English native speakers use the phrase lose face?
Yeah, people do use it quite often.
I would say probably, like, the face expressions we use more. Like, we use save face a
mm-hmm,
lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you make a mistake
yeah.
and you try to, like, find some way to make yourself look good, that's
yeah.
Saving face.
Yeah.
One thing we do not say, though, is give face.
Yeah, no, we don't do that.
Give face. Spencer, you yeah. Give me some face here,
come
man.
On, man. Give me some face. No, we don't. We don't say that. It sounds kind of weird in English. Okay, so we have a great word here, procrastinated.
Yeah, because it sounds like, you know, they really had all year to find this Santa Claus. You literally have, you know, 365 days between one Christmas and the next.
And now on short notice, they have no Santa.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, some of you guys know this word. Some of you guys live this word.
Mm.
I am one of those people.
Okay, so you're a procrastinator.
A procrastinator, exactly.
So a procrastinator procrastinates.
Yeah.
Their main thing is procrastination.
Yes.
And they will say, I've procrastinated all year long.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I kind of like the rush you get, you know, at the last minute.
Get a scramble.
Yeah.
Makes life more entertaining.
Gotta go.
Okay, well, either way, it appears that Jason has procrastinated all year long, has put off these duties.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, didn't want to go there.
Oh, yeah. This is a good phrase, go there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you might think this is such a simple, like, you know, just go there,
mm-hmm.
come here.
Mm-hmm.
But it actually means, like, to say something that almost should not be said.
Yeah, it's kind of like we say talking about a touchy subject.
Really sensitive.
Yeah, I don't want to go there, but, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know, Christmas time, we have lots of Christmas parties. I mean, a lot of people drink a lot,
mm-hmm.
and maybe, like, Uncle Bob has a drinking problem.
Yeah,
and,
I don't want to go there, Bob, but maybe you should lay off the eggnog.
Sure. Or even, like, we would say...
I didn't want to go there, but maybe you should lay off your face.
Oh, Uncle Bob. Or, I mean, a lot of times, people will use this in, like, response to something. Like, I can't believe he went there.
Mm.
I can't believe he said that.
Yeah, exactly. I can't believe he said that. Oh, my God. Can you believe that? He commented on my eyebrows. I can't believe he went there.
You have beautiful eyebrows, Spencer.
Yes, I do. And talking about going there, well, Jason is talking about his contract.
Yeah, it's basically now he's trying to pull out the contract and say, like, you know, I didn't want to have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to have to make it, like, you know, really official.
Mm-hmm.
But it says in your contract, it states in your contract that you have to help us with event plan. You have to dress up like Santa.
Yeah, so states. So a contract will state.
Yeah.
It means, like, to officially say
officially
something.
Say, right.
So maybe, you know, presidents will state
Trump
something.
Trump will state something.
Xi Jinping will state something.
Right, right.
Or just even governments as a whole will state something.
Or the law, right? The law states that all people are created equal.
Mm-hmm. But I think Philip isn't really buying this one. He has a bit of doubt. He says, show me the clause. This is great, because this is not Santa Claus.
Santa Claus,
this is a different clause.
This is the clause in the contract.
Yeah, so it's just basically part of a contract.
Right.
We call it a stipulation.
Yeah. Well, exactly. They're pretty similar. It's always, a contract will be made up of many clauses, right? Many, many, many clauses.
Mm-hmm.
The first clause will say, like, who the parties are.
Mm-hmm.
First party is Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Second party is, or usually we say party A, party B.
Yeah. And not just work contracts, but also, like, big agreements between countries.
Sure.
Can have, you know, clauses, or like some sort of UN.
Yeah.
You know, agreement will have clauses as well.
Or prenuptial agreement.
May. Yeah. Prenup. Okay, cool. So he doesn't want to dress up like an old fat man who spreads holiday cheer.
Philip kind of sounds like a bit of a jerk, actually.
Yeah, Philip sounds pretty mad. Maybe he's overworked and underpaid.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Possibly.
Yeah.
In any case, spread, you know, just kind of means to push out there.
Yeah, you can spread a lot of things. You can spread sickness.
You could, yeah. So lots of negative things, like spread rumors, spread disease.
But you could also spread other things, like, you know, the use of technology can spread.
Sure.
Or fashion trends can spread.
Yeah.
All kinds of things can spread.
But even just in terms of, like, what you and I do, like, we can spread cheer, you know, around the holidays by saying, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas. We could spread joy. But, of course, we could also spread those rumors.
Yeah.
And sickness.
That's right. But here, we're talking about the old fat man who spreads holiday cheer.
Okay.
This is what Santa Claus is known for.
Right.
He spreads holiday cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jason's like, you know, I think Jason's kind of, you know, He's been put in a corner here. He's still trying to negotiate. So he says, well, what if we increased your annual bonus?
Okay, so annual bonus, just your yearly bonus.
Yeah, so annual means like every year.
Right.
Yeah, so bonus is that extra amount of money. And I think Philip is listening.
Well, that's interesting how he says that. I'm listening.
Yeah. So it's like, go on.
Right.
Keep talking.
Right.
What have you got to say?
Mm-hmm. Right? So, you know, you might think that this is a very, very simple phrase, and it is, but it is in a negotiation or in this kind of discussion, it would just be such an appropriate or awesome thing to say.
Yeah.
Like, if someone makes you an offer, you know, I'm listening.
Yeah, like maybe before you're saying, no.
Yeah.
No way, can't do this,
right.
I won't do that.
I'm not putting on that Santa suit.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
More money?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, and now that you guys are still listening, let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
All right. Philip, did you get the Santa suit we rented for tomorrow's party?
Jason, there's no way I'm dressing up like Santa. I've got way too much on my plate.
But the clients and their families really want to have the full Christmas experience.
Enough with the guilt trip. Find someone else. How about jolly old Xiao Chen?
He can't be Santa. He's not suitable. It must be you.
I'm not going to budge. The whole idea is too degrading. Find someone else.
There's no way we'd be able to on such short notice. If you don't do it, the company will lose face.
That's not my problem. You had all year to prepare for this, but you just procrastinated.
I didn't want to have to go there, but your contract states that you must assist us with event planning.
Show me. Show me the clause that says I have to dress up like an old fat man who spreads holiday cheer.
Okay. What if we increased your annual bonus?
I'm listening. Okay, so we're back, and before we get out of here, we want to talk a little bit about degrading jobs.
Yes. Well, I mean, we've all had degrading jobs before, but if you are, well, put it this way, if you are a foreigner in China, there are so many opportunities.
Yeah, there are. Some of them are really good.
Most of them are pretty degrading.
Well, you know, I mean, it depends where you're looking, but
yeah, who you are and what your skills sets are.
Yeah, I do see a lot of like one day, you know, short term gigs, we say, one day jobs, 2 day jobs, maybe even. I see these posted on WeChat. They say, you know, need foreign face for this,
right,
or foreign face for that.
Must be pleasant.
Yeah, and they're just kind of degrading, especially if you don't like dressing up like Santa.
Well, I had to dress up, not even like anything. I remember one gig where we played at a movie theater, and like they gave me like an electric guitar, and I was supposed to play like We Will Rock You or something. But they gave me these really stupid like shoulder pads that
were
supposed to look like Iron Man or something.
God.
And they just kept falling off.
Oh, God.
And everyone in the theater, like no one was excited to be there.
Yeah.
And like they're all just kind of like snickering.
Yeah.
And like, oh, look at this idiot down there.
Yeah, it's kind of degrading.
That was pretty degrading.
Yeah, it's pretty degrading. I knew an English guy who got hired to pretend to be German. Some factory owners wanted him to pretend that he was German when meeting like some potential clients. and he doesn't speak German. And then some Chinese guy who does speak German tried to start speaking German with him, and it became, it was a bit of an embarrassing moment. So it must have been a pretty degrading job, I must say.
You'd think they might have thought of that first.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, especially, like, one thing that has really impressed me since I've come to China is, like, not only can you guys speak English and Chinese and probably, you know, like, your local dialect or language, you know, there's also, like, French and Spanish and German. Like, it's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. But before we get out of here, Philip probably finds this whole Santa suit thing to be a bit degrading because... Mm-hmm. Well, he's probably a bit educated and, you know, he has a higher level job.
Right.
So he thinks that dressing up like Santa is probably just, well, we say not on his level. It's a little too low for him.
Right, right. And then I do kind of think as well, I mentioned before, he might also be kind of a jerk.
Aww.
Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is one thing. We're going to put this in the culture section for today. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that foreigners who work for Chinese companies, you know, sometimes everybody gets along wonderfully, but a lot of the times they don't.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about a few of those reasons in that culture section.
Yes, we will. And that about does it for us today, guys. As always, we hope you enjoyed today's lesson and leave us your comments. We'll see you next time.
All right, bye, guys.
Slow it back down and keep it steady. Ooh.